WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New data showing that inflation remains a challenge for the Federal Reserve Board, and it could take longer to lower interest rates. Consumer prices rose 0.3% from February to March. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says mortgage rates are also up, averaging 7.17%, the highest since November.
Had said it was going to start cutting interest rates this year, which would have helped mortgage rates, but now it's sort of changed its tune because inflation is proving to be more stubborn than we first thought. And so the Federal Reserve may be holding off on those interest rate cuts possibly for the rest of the year.
The Pentagon announced it's releasing $6 billion for Ukraine to buy future weapons, and the latest military aid package will also include more U.S. Patriot systems. President Biden, in an interview on the Howard Stern Show today, says he would participate in a debate with Donald Trump. No date, though, has been set. Trump is back in court today for his hush money trial. His longtime executive assistant testified today. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A chance for flash flooding across southern and southeast Wisconsin over the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley says up to 2 inches possible in some spots.
Those kind of totals are going to be possible, but only in areas that experience multiple bouts of showers and thunderstorms.
As always, don't drive into flooded roadways. In Madison, an email from UW officials and police warning of consequences for students, faculty, and staff who don't follow protest policies and rules. Saturday, the annual Mifflin Street Block Party, where concerns are focused on overconsumption of alcohol. A Milwaukee woman going to prison for shooting another woman in the head.
Asia Dennis survived the March 2023 shooting on Milwaukee's South Side. Irma Bowie pleaded guilty on Wednesday for shooting Dennis in a dispute over missing car keys. She was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 5 years of extended supervision. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds are thickening as rain rolls in late this afternoon. And winds are feisty, gusting up to 30 miles per hour as highs climb to the upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms will continue through the overnight hours and may even produce some small hail. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 53 degrees. 99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It's after 4 p.m. on Friday. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temps are going to rise to near 60 degrees. Tomorrow, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 77. On Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue with a high of 67. Monday, showers are likely, a possible thunderstorm with a high of 69. Here is Wham!
Again.